Recently, I went to a kid's birthday party. I'm not sure if I can say who, so I'll leave that out for right now.
All right, kid's birthday.
It was at a jump park. It was great, and they had 10 people. They had 10 slots. That's what they paid for. Mm-hmm. And they said, we need you to RSVP. So I think 9 or 10 RSVP. Okay, good. And then 6 more people showed up who did not RSVP.
Mm-mm.
And you got to pay for all those people, and it's not in the deal part of it, you know?
Right, because you buy
for
a bundle.
Birthday. Yeah, you buy the birthday package, mm-hmm. and then it's like, then you're just paying the regular price for these extra 6 people.
Right.
And plus, then you only allot it for a certain amount of food. Anyway.
And I understand, like, because I've purchased 2 of these birthday packages from Jump Places before. I get it. It's because you have to
plan.
You have to plan it, and you have to know how much pizza, because typically there's pizza involved. You have to know, like, what size space you need.
Right.
And then they have a lot of birthday parties, so it's not just like, sorry, we're going to add 40 more people to our birthday space. You can't do that. There has to be some sort of order.
Yeah.
And there's other scenarios. Not every birthday party is some expensive thing or cost involved, but it just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Is it rude to not RSVP to a kid's birthday party and then just show up? Let's go to Whitney. What do you think?
Yeah, it's incredibly rude. Also, what I was telling Matt, it's incredibly rude when you invite one child and that child brings their siblings.
That's a tough one. I may be guilty of that.
You have to pay per kid. You can't bring siblings.
You're right.
And it can be very difficult if you have 2 kids the similar age and you're friends with the parents and you go, but only one was invited.
Oh,
to
gosh,
the party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rude.
All right, Whitney, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And then I try to think, because I've been in a situation where you forget, and then there are a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I do when I have a birthday party for my kids, I don't do the book bag stuff home in the book bag, because I think those... My kids never, I never find out stuff that's important that's in their book bag. It gets lost.
Several of those. And I get it. I appreciate the fact that if you're going to have a birthday party, you have to, especially at a certain age, you do have to invite the class, because otherwise they go to the school.
Class?
If you're going to have a birthday party and invite some of the class members, I do think you have to invite everybody, because otherwise.
It would be a fortune.
But they go to
the
school.
Whole class?
And they're like, I'm going to Tim's, and then there's kids who are not invited that then feel bad at a certain age.
If you're doing one of these places like laser tag, whatever it is, you can't afford the whole class. And if he's really good friends with a few kids in the, I don't think there's anything wrong if the kids are really good friends with a few kids in the class to just invite those kids, as long as you're not sending invitation maybe to school.
Or you don't invite, if there's 20 kids in class, you invite 19 and not one.
Well, right. That's what happens, though.
Yeah, I mean...
And there's a rule, you guys. I'm not kidding. Like, at our elementary school, we get a letter every single year at the beginning of the year talking about birthday parties in particular. And it is, if you're going to invite some of the class, please include everybody.
Oh, my God.
Because what happens is it will be 19 of the 20 students. And one kid finds out about it.
Right. Well, and this is what
happens.
That's
a little excessive, but go ahead.
It hurts people's feelings.
Then you don't send it to the school. I think you cherry pick the 4 kids.
Right, but
or whatever.
You're still inviting the other kids out of the classroom. They're saying it will still invite everybody.
Yeah, I think it's a burden on parents to have expect
no way.
To pay for 20 kids to come to your birthday. But
you hope that people RSVP, and if they can't make it, they can't make it.
But in this scenario that I'm talking about, that's what happened. Invited the whole class and RSVP by this date, and then 10 people did, 10 total, including Ezra.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's not in the class, but Ezra was part of the 10. And then 6 more people showed up. So the party cost us, say, $200.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up spending an extra, $150 that she was not prepared to spend.
That is the issue.
And you don't want to be like, hey, give me $20 for your thing.
I know, because it's awkward.
It is awkward.
But you should.
You should, but, and then one of the dads jumped.
Mm-mm. What the hell?
And I don't think anyone did it viciously, but he was like, I have my kid to get stuck sometimes, and they won't let me on the thing unless I have the socks.
Then you pay for yourself.
Yeah, did not.
Ugh.
And there's less food and everything. But
how many pieces of pizza did you eat?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I got to eat whatever kids didn't eat. I was like the garbage disposal at the end.
Because
there wasn't enough pizza. I mean,
bring it to daddy's table.
Yeah.
Daddy will eat your crust.
You don't want the crust? Bring it on.
Yep. Just shove me right in the compactor, right in my face.
Can you feed me?
So I was eating the left, which is probably not healthy as far as germs. But let's go to Misha. Misha. Is it rude to not RSVP to a kid's birthday party and then show up?
I'm going to say no. And it may be a little bit wrong to say on the radio, but in my family, there's no such thing as RSVPing or my friends. So if I invited you, I counted you in already because I know you're probably going to show up and not RSVP.
Okay. It's a different life experience.
Sure. You just know they're not going to do it.
If I say you can come, then you're part of the number.
Nobody. Okay. I probably have two to say, and they'll probably call the day before and like, hey, we're coming to the party. Okay. Yeah, I already knew you were coming. So, yeah, if I invited you, I counted you in. Or if I got one of those packages at the trampoline park, I'm going to say, hey, I'm paying for 10, but if you know, if there's a difference, I'll pay the difference. So I already know what's going to happen.
Okay.
You are so open and so open accepting.
And reasonable.
Yeah.
And I guess very wealthy.
No. You just know what you know. I mean, like, it is. And his family is no such thing. You've been doing it for years. You just know they're not gonna
RSVP.
You accepted it.
Love it. Great call. Thank you.
Have you ever not RSVP'd and then it sticks with you forever? Like right now, I'm sitting on one of those, and I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, definitely not RSVP'd.
But we didn't go.
We didn't go
to the party, but I totally forgot to RSVP.
That's okay if you don't go. I think is a lot better than if you do go and didn't RSVP.
I just think not RSVPing is so rude.
My wife thinks that too, but I don't.
I can't
guys
handle
just don't
it.
Do it. They just lost and this and that.
Yeah, guys aren't big on the RSVP. Now, when I have set up parties, and usually I'm the one that would set stuff up, I kind of like that in an odd way.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I am annoying. Like, I will not only send you the Evite, I'll text you individually, I'll text you as a group, I have a Facebook page, and I'll remind you 3 or 4 times, including the morning of, see y'all later, see you tonight. Because I know people are busy, they forget, and I want you to be there.
And if I'm having a party, and I'm in charge of trying to get the RSVP, I'll threaten to take your invitation away. unless you
are. Depending on your behavior.
So you do think it's rude. Yeah. I'm forced to care about it.
Your friends aren't, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, I'm going to have to do this. And if you don't, I'm just going to pull your invitation if you have a choice. I made the choice for you.
That's very honest.
Jason will un-RSVP you based on your behavior towards him as well. 100%. Yours has been canceled. Yours has been revoked. Yep.
I have done it. I am sitting on one right now. I'm going to send an apology text later because I feel so bad. But also, I will say, even though I know that people forget and they don't do it with bad intentions because I didn't, but I'm still going to be like, didn't RSVP to my party. You know? I'm not going to forget it.
Right.
Oh, you're too busy.
But people forget.
Yeah, but they do. I know.
I've done the text like, I totally, like, I'll see the date, and it was, like, yesterday. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot. And I'll say, is it too late?
Yeah.
And if so, I understand. And I've never had somebody say no.
Right.
But I know some people are against that, too.